For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. A foul tragedy. Democrats fled in the face of danger, by Garrison Keillor. We Democrats are at our worst when we try to emulate Republicans, as we did in signing on to the war on drugs that has ruined so many young lives. The cruelty of the Sentencing Reform Act of 1984 is stark indeed, as are the sentencing guidelines that impose mandatory minimum sentences for minor drug possession guidelines in the 1986 Anti-Drug Abuse Act that sailed through Congress without benefit of public hearings, drafted before an election by Democrats afraid to be labeled as soft on drugs. As a result, a marijuana grower can land in prison for life without parole, while a murderer might be out in 8 years. No rational person can defend this. It is a Dostoevskian nightmare, and it exists only because politicians fled in the face of danger. That includes Bill Clinton, under whose administration the prosecution of Americans for marijuana went up hugely, so that now there are more folks in prison for marijuana than for violent crimes, more than for manslaughter or rape. This only makes sense in the fantasy world of Washington, where perception counts for more than reality. To an old Democrat who takes a ground view of politics, what is the actual effect of this action on the lives of real people? It is a foul tragedy that makes you feel guilty about enjoying your freedom. Garrison Keillor is the host and writer of A Prairie Home Companion. Now, this from The Day out of New London, Connecticut. A fatal overdose from a prescription pain patch leads to a murder charge. Last spring, 48-year-old Elfrida Cook, diagnosed with colon cancer and awaiting surgery, was using a powerful prescription painkiller, a fentanyl patch, which, once it is applied to the skin, slowly delivers over the course of 3 days a medicine that can be 100 times more potent than morphine. When some of the patches disappeared from her home on the rural outskirts of Westerly, she went downtown to the police station to report them stolen. About 2 weeks later, Wayne Snyder, a 33-year-old man who grew up just a few houses away from the Cooks, was found dead on the living room floor of his downtown apartment, and according to police, he was the victim of an overdose from one of Cook's fentanyl patches. 3 days later, Elfrida Cook was charged under drug statutes with the illegal delivery of the prescription drug fentanyl. Last month, after an autopsy on Snyder was finished, she was charged with murder. Cook's family dismayed about the seriousness of the charge and her failing health, she also has diabetes, asthma, and heart problems, contend that the person who took the patches from her weeks before Snyder's death has continued to brag about it in the neighborhood. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.